Moving on now, an explosion killed another American soldier in Iraq yesterday. It was a reminder of the dangers faced by U.S. troops and by the Iraqis who cooperate with them. Many Iraqis suspected of collaborating have been threatened and some have been killed. Remnants of Saddam Hussein's Fedayeen militia sent videotaped warnings that they will fight those cooperating with Americans. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
45-year-old Karim Mohammed Assad was walking home from his job at an American base in the dusty agricultural town of Balad Ruz, east of Baghdad. It was about 8:30 in the evening. The street was dark because of continued blackouts. Someone came up behind him and shot Karim in the back. His older brother, Esed, said he died almost immediately.
Because he was working as a translator for the U.S. forces, but they don't know that he was working for the benefit of the people of the village. They thought that he was an agent or a spy for the Americans on the Iraqi people, but he was not. That's why they killed him.
Esed sits with relatives and friends inside a simple cement and cinder block house. They sip glasses of sweet dark tea and smoke. It's the third and last day of mourning following his brother's funeral. There had been warnings. Mysterious leaflets had been left around town with a list of 25 names, including Karim's. They demanded these Iraqis stop working for the Americans or else. Another brother says Karim defied the warnings because he wanted to keep helping people.
Well, he used to help the people through different ways. One of them is that when the Americans come to arrest a suspected Iraqi, he goes to the Americans, tell them that this guy is innocent, he has no relationship because he knows the village very well. He also helped the people to get employed and used to help all the Iraqis with their complaints or their proposals to reach the American side.
According to many in town, Karim was well regarded by both Iraqis and Americans. His boss, Captain Wes Young of the 4th Infantry Division, was among the first to pay his respects to the family. Captain Young and his fellow officers travel around town in a tank, an indication the security situation is still tenuous. They've come to preside over the graduation of 151 village men into the new Iraqi police force.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
As always, Young was accompanied by an Iraqi translator. Mohammed Maruf Hussein was a close friend of Karim's, and he too has been threatened.
They said to me, leave your job. Either you leave your job or we will kill you. Sometimes my family say, leave your job. So we want from U.S. Army and the coalition force to protect us.
So far, all Captain Young has been able to do is offer him a pistol. As the new recruits stood at attention in front of a makeshift reviewing stand, Iraqi police took up positions atop surrounding buildings to protect Young as well as the assembled recruits. Despite the threats, another 300 volunteers have signed up to join the new police force. They say they're working not for the Americans, but for the future stability and security of their country. Karim was the first to be assassinated in this community. U.S. officials have no numbers on how many people working with Americans have been killed elsewhere, but anecdotal evidence suggests similar incidents are widespread. In this region, long a source of support for Saddam's government, residents acknowledge many are unhappy with the American occupation. But the police chief believes threats here are not coming from Saddam loyalists, but from another source of unrest, conservative Islamic groups, which also oppose the Americans. He says their numbers are growing here. So far, however, he has no suspects in the Karim murder case. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Balad Ruz, Iraq.